Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, September 15th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, in the 4 years since Apple Music upgraded its entire music catalog to lossless, Spotify has been just around the corner from catching up. Now, starting this week, Spotify is finally taking the very first steps toward making that actually happen. The company has started rolling out lossless audio support and says that premium subscribers will receive a push notification when lossless support is available from their app. Spotify says, quote, "We've taken time to build this feature in a way that prioritizes quality, ease of use, and clarity at every step so you always know what's happening under the hood. With lossless, our premium users will now have an even better listening experience," end quote. Spotify says that users will need to manually enable lossless on every device, then they'll see a lossless indicator in the now playing view when listening to a song. The feature is rolling out gradually to more than 50 markets through October, including the United States, the UK, Australia, and Germany. For Spotify subscribers, this update has been a long time coming since, again, it's been years since Spotify first announced its plans to add lossless audio, even though most people won't actually notice a difference in audio quality. In other news today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo suggests that demand for the new iPhone 17 lineup is strong, with initial orders beating out those for last year's iPhone 16. He points to a clear indication that the iPhone 17 Pro Max is the star performer, and to conduct his analysis, Kuo looked at two factors. First, what he believes he knows about production volumes for each model via supply chain sources, and how quickly shipping times slipped once the iPhone 17 lineup went on sale. He says that in terms of total production volume, the iPhone 17 Pro, iPhone 17 Pro Max, and standard iPhone 17 is approximately 25% higher compared to iPhone 16. Overall shipping times, however, have only increased by about a week, indicating stronger overall pre-order demand for the three iPhone 17 models. The strongest demand, he says, is for the Pro Max. The 17 Pro Max's production volume is approximately 60% higher than that of the iPhone 16 Pro Max in the same period last year, yet shipping times remain similar. Kuo notes that you can still pre-order an iPhone Air today and receive it on day one. This may indicate that Apple has overestimated demand for the device, but Kuo said the novelty of the new model means we can't necessarily judge popularity by initial demand. So to recap, again, the iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max are all selling better than their counterparts from last year, but the jury is still out on the popularity of the iPhone Air. We are sponsored this week by iMazing, the powerful iPhone and iPad management suite for Mac and PC, trusted by power users, educators, and everyday users alike. With full support for iOS 26 and the iPhone 17 lineup, iMazing 3 gives you complete control over your device beyond what Apple offers. Backup locally with Time Machine-style snapshots, export messages, WhatsApp chats, voicemails, and more, all without relying on iCloud. You can even transfer content between devices selectively without wiping or syncing through iTunes. For IT pros, there's supervision, app management, and multi-device configuration support. And right now, 9to5 Mac listeners can get 20% off all licenses for a limited time. Just go to imazing.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes and use code 9to5Mac-20off at checkout. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5 Mac daily. Next up today, after announcing a much more capable version of Siri in June of 2024, Apple delayed the rollout of that platform a year later. This delay led to significant restructuring inside Apple's team that saw Siri go under the purview of Apple executive Mike Rockwell. Meanwhile, Robbie Walker, the old boss of Siri, was tasked instead with leading a new world knowledge project called Answers. Apple currently relies on OpenAI's ChatGPT to provide general world knowledge for Apple Intelligence and Siri, but Apple has a project internally in the works to replace OpenAI for that partnership. But now Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Robbie Walker is leaving Apple at the end of October. Bloomberg explains that although Walker's duties and his staff were dramatically reduced over the past several months, he had been an influential part of Apple's AI strategy. His departure also adds to an exodus of executives and engineers from that division. Bloomberg says that while Walker is planning to leave Apple, the work will continue on Apple's Answers project. Work on the project is still ongoing, and it's on track to ship in 2026. So to recap the current state of Siri leadership, the project overall is being led by Mike Rockwell, the Apple executive who was also credited with getting Apple Vision Pro out the door. It's being broadly overseen by Apple Software Vice President Craig Federighi. John Gianandrea is still in the picture and working on Apple's broader machine learning and AI initiatives with a particular focus on research. Apple is expected to introduce a truly next-generation version of Siri sometime next year, including world knowledge, in-app actions, and personal context. Running out today, Apple TV Plus set a new personal record for wins with the 2025 Emmy Awards, taking home a total of 25 trophies. This was led by recognition for The Studio in the comedy categories, which won 13 awards, including top honors for Best Comedy Series. Seth Rogen also won individually for the Best Lead Actor in a Comedy, as well as for the Best Directing in a Comedy alongside his writing partner, Evan Goldberg. Interestingly, despite coming into the night with a record-setting 27 nominations, Severance was ultimately beat out by HBO's The Pitt in some of the biggest categories, including the overall Best Drama Series Emmy. Severance did win 2 Emmys last night for a total of 8 across the creative arts categories. Britt Lauer won for Best Lead Actress in a Drama, and Tramell Tillman won for Best Supporting Actor in a Drama. In terms of performance by platform, Apple TV Plus ranked 3rd with 22 total wins. Netflix and HBO tied for 1st with 30 wins each. You can hit the link in the show notes for the full rundown on Apple's performance at the Emmy Awards. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.